You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kelly talked to Andrew McIntosh, the director of the Antarctic Research Centre, who gave some context to the trillion-ton iceberg that has just broken off the Larsen Sea ice shelf in the Antarctic Peninsula and is now adrift in the Weddell Sea. She asked him about how the break was detected and what this means for the ice shelf that has been left behind.
It's a very large iceberg, as everybody knows. People in the media have been quoting it as being about six times the size of Auckland. That's the Greater Auckland region, roughly the size of any big city like Melbourne or Auckland or something like that.
Because obviously you've got the satellites, and it says that there was two different NASA satellites that kind of recorded that it had broken off. Is that right? It's just detected by monitoring of Antarctic Peninsula?
Yeah, that's right, and it's been really fascinating because people have been observing the propagation of this crack, the sort of rift that's eventually resulted in this iceberg breaking off. They've been watching it day by day, sort of wondering when it was going to happen, and it's been really accelerating over the last few months. So it's kept glaciologists very busy.
So obviously, the technology that you've got at the moment is pretty powerful and can see, you know, the satellites can see what's going on. Is this sort of the first time that you've had this technology and an iceberg this big has broken off?
It's rare. So there have only been a number of, just a handful of big icebergs that have broken off like that during the satellite observation era. I think only about three or four. This is one of the biggest. It's not the biggest. The largest was an iceberg called B15 that broke off the Ross Ice Shelf in the year 2000. It was twice as big as this particular iceberg, still observed by satellites at the time.
It's quite hard for you to speculate. Well, you know, what do you think will happen with this berg that's just kind of broken off?
Typically when a large iceberg like this breaks off, it will eventually break into a number of smaller pieces, and they tend to stick around the Antarctic coastline for a few years, kind of causing havoc, smashing into the coastline, in some cases perhaps crashing into other glaciers. They can scrape the bottom of the ocean floor and remove all of the marine life there, leaving great big sort of scar marks on the floor of the ocean. They can disrupt things like penguin colonies and make it harder for the penguins to find their homes. Depending on where they end up, they can affect shipping. This particular iceberg is likely to travel along the edge of the Antarctic Peninsula and eventually head northwards, sort of towards South America. It's likely to end up in the area around South Georgia or the Falkland Islands. Sometimes it can take years or even decades for this ice to melt away.
I have to ask as well, is there a relationship to climate change here, or is this just the natural flow of the Antarctic ice shelf?
I mean, there's a bit of a nuanced answer to that. So to begin with, I would say in this particular case, most of this is a natural process. So it's the natural way that an ice shelf will lose mass from time to time. And we think that these big icebergs have been breaking off Antarctic ice shelves as long as there's, you know, as long as there's been an Antarctic ice sheet. And we've observed these things coming off well before the very dramatic effects of human-induced climate change have become apparent in the last 30 years. But what's sort of interesting about this particular ice shelf breakup is that it's in a part of Antarctica where the climate has been changing rather rapidly. And just to the north of it, the Larsen B ice shelf catastrophically broke up in one summer. And we could see in that case it was due to surface melting and the formation of water, sort of ponds on the surface of the ice shelf that led to its breakup.
Right.
Now, that's not the case for Larsen C. It's just been a big rift that's propagated. So we haven't seen any of those kind of, you know, warning signs that it's about melting yet. But it's a big, interesting natural experiment, and over the next few years, there's a chance that loss of an iceberg might influence the stability of the ice shelf that's left behind. And in the case of Larsen B, for example, it actually did lose a big iceberg about 7 years before it eventually broke up. We're not sure what the relationship is between those two events exactly, but you can see what I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
Not directly, but
but might.
In a complicated Earth system like this, I think you'd have to be very cavalier just to say there's absolutely no relationship, and you know, there could be some sort of indirect relationship. But ice shelves hold back the ice that sits on the continent behind, and so once you lose an ice shelf completely, you tend to have much larger amounts of faster flowing ice from the continent out to the sea, which then increases sea level through time. So in fact, the loss of ice, we see the loss of ice shelves as being a sort of precursor to some of the more, you know, damaging effects that might occur and cause sea level rise in the future.
So that was Andrew McIntosh, the director of the Antarctic Research Centre. I then have a small excerpt of an interview with Nancy Bertler that reporter Laura Quigstad did. Nancy is an associate professor with the Antarctic Research Centre, who explains more to us just about the causes and the implications of the iceberg currently being adrift in the sea.
There's really sort of a range of possibilities. The first one is that it's a completely natural event, that it just occurred because icebergs always occur as, you know, the ice flows off the Antarctic continent into a shelf. At some point that ice needs to be removed, and it removes mainly through two processes, either through iceberg calving or through melting from underneath from the oceans. And so this could be just a very unusual large event that just happens from time to time. However, the Larsen Sea ice shelf is sort of in a really interesting space because it's part of the Antarctic Peninsula, which is the warmest, the fastest warming region on the planet. And further north of Larsen Sea, we have seen the Larsen B ice shelf catastrophically collapse in 2002, and also other ice shelves on the Antarctic Peninsula have cracked and reduced and thinned and collapsed. And that trend across all these ice shelves we can link very confidently with the increase in temperature both in the atmosphere and the ocean in the Antarctic Peninsula. And so this warming has slightly, or steadily rather, sort of migrated southwards. And the Larsen Sea ice shelf lies south of the Larsen B ice shelf. And so it's completely consistent that we would anticipate that the Larsen Sea ice shelf, in response to warming, would become unstable. So this iceberg, even so, you know, it's a single event, so we can't tell from a single event whether it's linked to a trend or not. But it could be the beginning of the destabilization of the ice shelf. And we won't know that until a few weeks or months from now, as we observe how the ice shelf responds now to having lost that iceberg, if it just regrows, or if we actually are seeing that there has been significant thinning and the ice shelf will sort of react faster and begins to disintegrate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.